Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss. If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello and welcome to my yearly plug for my Edinburgh show. Don't switch off. Seriously, you've downloaded it now. You might as well take 12 seconds to listen to what I've got to say. I'm going to be doing a show at the Edinburgh Festival. It's called Ask the Industry. It's called Every Room Becomes a Panic Room When You Overthink Enough. It's in the Grass Market. It's at 8:35 p.m. every day except Wednesdays when I get rudely awoken by the dustman. And It's largely about my relationship to sex, sexuality, gender, anxiety, and overthinking. So if any of those subjects appeal to you, I think you'll enjoy it. And even if they don't, why not try something that doesn't appeal to you? It's the Fringe, for Christ's sake. You should try something, be a bit experimental. I'm really proud of it, but then everyone says that every year. Who would put like so much money into a thing they weren't proud of? I don't get that. What, anyway, it's just hard to keep saying it because it's really boring to say I'm really proud of it every year. But yeah, I genuinely would really appreciate to see a few of you there, and if you do come, please come say hi. Tickets are only a fiver, so that's pretty good. You can also give me a donation for the podcast in real life after the show if you fancy it. That would be really appreciated. Also, I'm going to be doing some live pods in Edinburgh. Oh, you see what I mean? I've thrown off a few of the weaker members of the audience who are like, oh, I don't want to hear a plug for his Edinburgh show anymore. And now it's just you and me. You and me in a room on our own. Not on our own. We're probably with a guest doing an audio recording, but you and me, right? Don't look away. Don't look at me. Look straight into my eyes. I wouldn't lie to you. I'm going to do some live ones. Last year, I did a live one with Phil Jupitus, and it was one of my favourite ones I did last year, so I'm going to try and do some other ones with some other big name comedians. I don't know when they're going to be. I don't know how you know they're going to work. They're all last minute things, as always. So if you want to come to them and you want to know more about them, please join the Facebook group. That's the best way to find out about when I'm going to be doing those. I'm also going to be doing a live one in London in quite a big theatre. Right, I can't say anymore because I haven't signed the contract yet, but this theatre approached me, they like the pod, they like the vibe, they think it's really good, they want to put on a live one, and it's quite a big space. Obviously that one will be ticketed, and it would mean a lot to me if you guys could come out in full force to listen to that one, regardless of guests, but I'm going to sort out a really high profiling guest anyway, because I'm hoping that'll be the first of many ones we do in front of them, where you can literally, I'll have like a roaming mic, and you can like ask a question directly. How exciting. I'm also doing our second festival meet and greet. At the moment, I have three festivals signed up for it. That's Cambridge, Brighton, and Derby. Also got an equity rep coming. I will have 12 festivals coming. If you want to get a ticket early and you want to make sure that you reserve your space, there's a link in the show notes. That's £5 as well. And if you're a festival and you want to take part or you would like to talk to me about it, please drop me an email. It's simon.m.kane@gmail.com. That is in the show notes as well. So if you Let's do this. The first festival meet and greet we did, it had 16 regional festivals, 4 Edinburgh Fringe festivals, and an equity rep in a room for one whole afternoon, and everyone got loads out of it. So I feel like it's worth doing another one. It'll be at the Bill Murray, and it'll be in the back end of September. I can't remember the date off the top of my head. That's bad. But yeah, so if you can come, I massively appreciate your support and coming out, but also you get loads out of it. Like, you're going to meet loads of influential people that could make your career easier. Why not? For a fiver, that's a fucking bargain. Anyway, that's all I've got to say. Come see me in Edinburgh. Support the live podcast by joining the Facebook group. Leave us a review. I haven't put that in there yet. Leave a bloody review. That really helps me get on bigger and better guests. And look out for the live shows in London in September onwards. And come to the meet and greet in September. That is all for now. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.